Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Monday afternoon. Busy weekend of sports. The Rams and the Huskies got wins. You had the Ryder Cup over the weekend. CFL football, NFL football. The Blue Jays clinched the American League. It was a busy one. It started Saturday morning, though, watching rugby is where I started my sports viewing.
I was going to say, what did you watch the most this weekend?
Well, Ryder Cup easily.
Ryder Cup.
I don't know. Maybe it was football. It was pretty close. But unfortunately, the Canadian women's team finished second to the best. England's the best team in the world. Has been ranked there for years.
They made a go of it.
Early on, they scored right off the bat to take a quick lead. And I was like, oh, here we go. But congratulations to Team Canada and the women's rugby team. A second place finish. The second time they've ever been in the World Cup final. And showed out all month long, of course, crowdfunding their way through the Rugby World Cup. Hopefully more sponsorship and everything else comes of that to help them in their training moving forward. But congratulations on a second place and World Cup final appearance for the Canadian women. But right now, we're back to grades, but this time we focus on the green and white.
Jamie and Locker are about to take you to school.
Bueller.
They've got their red pens and filling the margins.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Here are their top grades.
You mean I passed?
And their failing grades.
You get nothing. You lose.
It's time for the Green Zone Report Card.
Each and every day after, in this case, a Monday after a Saturday game, Locker and I give you our top grades and our failing grades when it comes to the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 27-25 loss to the Edmonton Elks. Their second straight loss, the first losing streak of the season. So what are our top grades and failing grades here on the Green Zone? We get started with my failing grade. And Dale, we agree. Dale texted in the exact same failing grade for Saturday's game.
Quickly, Fajardo, and gets it to Julian Brett. And the ball comes out. The whistle's already gone.
After review by the replay center, we have an Edmonton fumble and a clear recovery by Saskatchewan. It'll be first down.
Unfortunately, they blew the play dead while Kosi Onyeka was running to the end zone for a touchdown, but no, because they kept on blowing that damn whistle right from the hop, there was no touchdown.
Should have counted.
Refs are told we have replay center. They review all turnovers. When the ball gets popped loose like that and comes free and it's picked up, just leave it. Don't blow the play dead. We can review it. And of course, if it's a fumble, it's a touchdown.
So now you're okay with the replay center?
No, if it's there, use it. I'm talking about the training. They are legit told. They are legit trained as professional refs to rely on the replay center because it's there.
The look you just gave.
Well, there's so many, like the onion peeling back to go through all of this minutia.
I thought he was coming over the board.
But in today's world where they have the replay center, they are trained to use it. Let the play out, and then we can correct it in review because it's a turnover and can be automatically reviewed.
That was a premature whistle.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
So Dale agrees with me. That's our failing grade. The refs blowing the play dead prematurely on a fumble that would have been a touchdown for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Locker, let's turn it over to you. What is your failing grade?
I've already alluded to this. My failing grade is another Riders slow start.
Heading off and heading through. And indeed, they are not shut out in the first half. Something to show for it as Lothar and that 44-yarder gets Saskatchewan on the board.
Those are the only 3 points scored in the first half for the Riders on Saturday, just in case you missed it. Slow starts, an issue most of the year. This is a veteran group that has the ability not only to recognize issues in their game from week to week, but on the fly and make adjustments. This makes no sense to me. It's absolutely unacceptable. If the Riders showed up to play Saturday, they don't lose to the worst team in the West. My failing grade, another slow Riders start. The more I think about it, this is not a coaching thing. We were talking about the coach going into the locker room when I was a kid, just not even saying a word, just beating up a garbage can with a hockey stick for 6 minutes. This is on the players. They've got to have a conversation about their inability to get things going when, you know, after the first snap. You got to show up for these games on time. Hard to watch.
They go up against the Ottawa Redblacks. Bonus is there's only one team worse in scoring in first quarter scoring than the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and it's Ottawa Redblacks. So settle in for a 0-0 game after the first quarter with the Riders and the Redblacks on Friday night. Okay, let's get to our top grades. My top grade goes to the Riders' new punter, Jesse Mirko.
Backpedaling his leak at the 15. 61-yard punt for the new punter for the Rough Riders, Jesse Mirko.
Yes, Jesse Mirko made his Rough Rider debut as punter. And he punted very well in his debut.
He did. He looked good.
52.3-yard average is the best average out of any punter. I know he's only got four kicks, but it's better than anybody else's average. And his net of 38.5 would put him in the top echelon of the league, where the current punter, Joe Couch, was ranked sixth. So a great debut with Jesse Mirko. And by the way, the holds looked pretty good on the Brett Lauther
field goals. New holder too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So Jesse Mirko, it's not good when you make the punter your top grade.
Well, it's good when we're sorting this out now, though.
Hey, the punter wasn't good enough. They made a change.
Okay.
Field goal kicker? Hello? No? Right on. Okay, what's your top grade, Locker?
AJ Ouellet.
Riders need a touchdown. AJ Ouellet! Touchdown! Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and what a drive for their leading rusher.
One of the few positives from Saturday's game, AJ, for the second time in his career, he hits the 1,000-yard rushing mark, 14 games he's played this year. So he's doing it well. Like, he's racking up some points here. 14 touchdowns, averaging 5 yards per carry on the season. Saturday, he had 19 carries, 115 yards to break the mark, the 1,000 mark, one touchdown. And he's averaging 6.1 yards per carry on Saturday. AJ showed up to play in Edmonton on Saturday. Number 45, my top grade.
And as the temperature cools, the run game goes way up in priority. So it's a good sign for the Rough Riders getting set for the stretch run.
He still
looked
pretty strong, too. On like, he's not slowing down yet.
Oh, yeah, he's looking real good right now going into the last four games of the season. There's our failing grades and our top grades. And now it's over to you. 1-877-332-8255. Who would you give a top grade to? Who would you give a failing grade to from the Riders' 27-25 loss on Saturday? Let us know now on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' rate your record high.
All the teachers are out in Saskatchewan today with their grades, top grades, failing grades from the Rider game.
We're taking over.
Let's go to Kevin. What do you got for a failing grade, Kevin?
Failing grade is our safety play. They're too slow. They're never in the play at all. We need to put Campbell, that safety, is fast enough to get over there, make the tackle. Or if he is still injured, I would put Dahlke in there for sure.
Devon Campbell in safety?
He's
you take him off a corner?
No.
I don't think that's a good idea, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Not the right guy. If Devon Campbell comes back and they can switch to secondary, I'd put Benny Sapp. Benny Sapp played some safety at college. So I'm wondering if they go American there with Benny Sapp and Campbell's the corner.
Yeah.
I agree, though. Something's got to change in safety.
Is it the, like, Corey Mace's systems and how he's running his defense.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from your safety, right? do you want a guy that covers well, or do you want a guy that pops guys? I mean, that's what I think the question is about what to do with safety. So you got to find somebody that fits the role for Mace's systems.
Okay, let's go to Sean in Pilot Butte. Top grade, failing grade. Sean, what do you got for a failing grade?
Well, I'm like a broken record as Wather. He should just pull himself out because Wheels can already kick the ball. He should go and play kicker.
Wheels?
Sure, why not?
No. I'm failing grade Sean for even recommending Wheels do anything physical. Do you know how long it took him to run a marathon?
Oh, man, if you put Wheels out there, if anybody hit him, they'd break him.
Is he finished yet? Anyways, top grade, Sean, what do you got?
You know, I would have said Ouellette, but my top grade actually goes to the Eskimos for them pulling out that gutsy win for their late owner, Larry Thompson. That is my top grade.
That's the one saving grace, yeah, for the, like, you know, the one, you know, highlight from the weekend. Right?
It was a big win for the Elks, of course, keeping their playoff hopes alive. And it was sad to hear the news right. It was kind of the day before the game when the news came down that their owner,
the family,
had died.
Was all there. That was really cool too. I like seeing that
still. And
yeah, and you know what? It was a decent crowd too, Jamie. Right, that was impressive.
Let's go to Dallas in Regina. Dallas, top grade, failing grade. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to start with a failing grade. This entire Rough Riders organization. I missed the two post game shows, so it's terrible. We talk about Brett Lawther. I wanted to see how people are reacting, and we still have the self proclaimed sports analyst Justin Dunk, who still somehow finds a way to defend Brett Lawther. I don't understand this guy. I've complained about him before. So he actually gets a failing grade too. And it's just Corey Mace. I'm really starting to lose it against him too. Brett Lawther isn't going to get replaced. I mean, I told you, Jamie, even on the post-game show, I told you many times, this is what's going to happen, and people still find a way to rigmarole their defense as to why Brett Lawther should stay. I'm tired of it. For passing grade, AJ Ouellette is fantastic. I have to give the fan base, there's still some fans that are going ahead and supporting. I know people are talking about ending their season tickets, blah, blah, blah. Never been one to support that ideology, but I have to give the fans for sticking through with this. But again, Jamie, you talked about Grey Cup contenders. Guess what? We're not, Jamie. We're not Grey Cup contenders. We're not even going to make it past probably first place in the West. If we're lucky, we're not going to, whoever we face, we're going to lose to. So yeah, I'm really disappointed, Jamie.
So your level of concern is extreme on the Rough Riders right now, Dallas.
As high as his blood pressure.
Well, my blood pressure is high. But again, like, what I want you, maybe this should be a segue question. What hope do people have? You want to talk about Ottawa being as bad as we are for production of points? What gives people, the fan base, faith that we can beat Ottawa? Somebody give me one valid reason, aside from AJ Ouellette, what gives people hope that we will beat Ottawa this coming Friday? Somebody give me an honest answer.
Because Ottawa is bad? Is that enough?
We're just as bad, if not worse.
Ottawa's coaching?
Well,
that to the list.
1-877-332-8255. Dallas, giving you, the fans, top grade. And a couple of failing grades there.
I'm worried about Dallas.
We've given up on. I was worried about Dallas because he didn't call the last two postgame shows. I was like, wait a second, what happened to Dallas? Is everything okay? I'm glad to hear from you, Dallas. I'm glad to hear from you. I was getting a little worried. 1-877-332-8255. Top grades, failing grades for the Riders. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. Oh yeah, Monday Night Football is like starting right away.
Yeah, because they got the two games, right?
Two games, an early game coming up in the next half hour. It is
there's your boy.
The Jets and the Dolphins, Chris Stapleton, yes. There's a Super Bowl halftime show.
Better than Bad Bunny? Come on. I'm not wrong.
But you got the Jets and the Dolphins. Oof. Although two bad football teams can make one good football game, and the Broncos and the Bengals are the later game that kicks off around 6:15 Saskatchewan time. Wild card action begins tomorrow. Of course, the Jays will play the winner of the Yankees and the Red Sox in that one. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, we're going to open up the fan line. It's the fan free-for-all here on the Green Zone. How about those Blue Jays? How confident are you they're going to the World Series? And how about those Riders? How confident are you that they can make a Grey Cup? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Monday afternoon. And the fan line is open. 1-877-332-8255 as we get into the Monday fan free-for-all.
And what you have to do is get on the phone lines to participate.
The Green Zone.
It's your phone call.
877-332-8255.
We got to show them a real good time.
Don't hold nothing back. This is it.
The Fan Free-For-All.
Open line time, 1-877-332-8255. The Rough Riders fall to the Edmonton Elks. Where is your level of concern for this team? As we go to Terry, Buffalo Pound Lake. Terry, where's your level of concern for the Rough Riders?
Well, I don't know. It's a little bit, but it's if we'd have told you that the Riders would have had their record now at the beginning of the season, I'm pretty sure everybody would be pumped. And as far as my failing grade, I'd give it to the whole damn team. Like, they sucked as a whole. And especially Trevor Smith. Like, something's off with him.
Trevor Harris?
Or Harris, I mean. And why all those little dump passes to the sidelines? Like, that's pick six city, and didn't we get rid of that? Did you get play calling when you got rid of Dickinson? And then passing grade, I'm going off script here. I'm going to give it to Fajardo. Like, he's like that, you know, that stupid clown that used to punch and stand right back up and smile at you? That was Fajardo. Like, how many times did he get whacked on the weekend there, and he just kept popping right up, which... I'm sure he had an extra little zip in his veins because of playing the Riders. And the last point I want to make is I want to see the video in the locker room. Like, remember after the Winnipeg games, everybody's hooting and hollering and handing out game balls? I want to see the post-game video from the last two games and see who did they hand the ball to.
I don't think – do they do game balls after a loss?
I don't know if they do game balls
after a loss.
They better not.
I wouldn't.
No. That is sending the wrong message. Listen, I know times are different. I mean, but that, please, someone tell me that's not happening. Please, I need
to
sleep tonight.
I know, like, in youth sports, there's always like a hustle award after every game, no matter win, lose, or whatever. Although I have seen it where it's not given out at all, depending on what happens during the game.
I'm okay with that.
And it's always a reality check when the coach comes into the room and says, you know what? You guys weren't listening. And if anybody wants this award, you better be better next time because you're not getting it today. It'll send a little bit of a message once in a while. But for pro sports, if you lose, please, I hope they're not giving up. Hey, JLett, here's a game ball. Like, yeah, good game,
no,
but.
No. Please, no. Please tell me that's not a thing.
Okay, let's go to Justin in Saskatoon. Justin, what do you got on the Riders?
This one's more so a failing grade for a previous caller, Dallas, who called in. At first, I wasn't sure if he was a fan, and then... he kept saying we, so I wasn't sure if he was a player.
Oh, Dallas is a fan. He's just very, very, very honest and wants better.
I think he should let the players play, let the coaches play, and go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays. Justin, are you in? Are they going to the World Series?
I hope so. I hope they go on a good run here. The Jays doing good is huge for baseball in Saskatchewan and all of Canada, so... if they get on a good run, everyone gets behind them, it's good. We'll see our numbers increase for baseball all over the place.
Well, I really like the fact that they made it into the they got the bye in that first round of the playoffs. That's huge. And I know what you were saying. Do you want a team like that to keep playing? Because, you know, the rest might actually hurt them, and there's a case to be made for that. But I think this team, with how snake bitten they've been in the wild cards in recent years, this is a good thing that they're avoiding at least one of the two on the front end of the playoffs here, the Red Sox or the Yankees.
They haven't won a playoff game in 9 years.
So Vladdy hasn't won a playoff game?
Nope. They're 0-for. They haven't won a wild card series yet. 0-for. Haven't won a game. So
this is good. I'm excited.
Unless they get swept in the ALDS with how and they that played, streak continues.
With how they played this weekend, Jamie?
They're playing Baltimore. Tampa.
They played well, though. They played well. This was a good outing. Barger looked good. Springer looked good this weekend. Kirk!
Alejandro. He is back.
I'm on.
Maybe.
I'm excited.
Let's get right back to the fan line. Ivan, you're next. Where are you on your level of concern for the Rough Riders?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Good to be with you today. I was going to call in on Saturday after the game, but I had kind of a crappy week, so I thought, I'll wait. But you know what? I'm not ready to jump ship or play Chicken Little and say the sky's falling. We're okay. The other teams have lost. Both BC and Calgary have lost recently. So we got five games left in the season. Is that right?
Four
games left. Well, and a game in hand on Winnipeg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, there's no way that Winnipeg catches us. There's no way. We'll win on Friday. I think though, to somebody else's point that was on the air earlier, I think the bye week negatively affects Harris, because he's lost twice now after a bye. He comes out rusty. He didn't have his range. I don't know if you agree, but he didn't have his range at all until late in the game. And something is off. I've got a theory. It's a pet theory. Let's see how you take care of it. But I think there's something going on between him and Ajo, because they couldn't see the bright side of a barn on a pass play on Saturday. And I think it's because, did you notice how much bigger Ajo is since he came back?
Oh, yeah, he's...
like, he's easily got 15 or 20 pounds of beef on there. And I'm not sure that he's doing the acrobatics that he did that one breakout season when he was just going all over the field and catching impossible balls. I'm not saying he's lost any talent. I'm just saying he just probably hasn't quite figured it out yet. But he's a lot bulkier. And if you look at his first step, man, he's slower. I'm sure that when he gets going, because he's got such long legs, He gets going faster than as fast as anyone, but I think they've got a lot of stuff to figure out. And who the heck called that play on the 2-point conversion, man? Was that Mueller?
Well, that would have been a Mueller play. But when you've called down that play, was that a absolute 100%? We're throwing the fade to a Joe, because that was the play. It was jump ball to a Joe all day long at it. And
that was wrong. You give it to your guy that got 115 yards and say, you get me four more and we tie this.
It's only three? He only needed three yards. He was averaging 6.1 a carry. Someone texted in. I always think about this. Tommy Stevens averages about 3 yards a carry just in short formation. He can pile drive. In that scenario, do you want Tommy Stevens out there in shotgun where it's a riding to side where he can throw it to Olette?
Yeah.
See where the spacing is, and if not, see a gap and just throw his 250 pounds in there, maybe with a guy behind him pushing the way like a
that definitely CFL looked push. That definitely looked like a play set up for Tommy Tsunami. I'm still not going to give up on that nickname, by the way.
Stone Cold Tommy Stevens.
It did look like something they should have done. Someone misread something in that play.
Well, Joe and Emelis bumped into each other. So that right there throws the timing off, and someone's doing something wrong. So
that was a miscommunication, man, on some level.
That was deflating to watch. It's like, oh, 2-point conversion. Here we go. And then Harris throws it over, and it's like, nobody's here. Well, no, what? That's it? We talked to Belton. That's like day one, day two camp. You're practicing short yardage, 2-point convert stuff. It's in the system. You're practicing it every week, those scenarios. And that's what you got.
Oh,
not a good look. Let's go to Les. Les, what do you got for the Riders?
Well, I give Corey Mace a failing grade over that game, guys. The reason why, I had missed when you guys had said after I called that Trevor Harris's arm and shoulder were giving him some grief. Well, that was pretty evident in that game. He was way off. And why Corey Mace didn't pull him at halftime and throw in Jake Mayer, I don't know. And I've got another beef with Jeremy O'Day. If he's holding back on Lothar, well, Lothar lost us that game. It's time to run this place like a business, because it is a business. Step up. Let's get her done.
So a little bit of failing grades to the upper management, Corey Mace.
Now, what we've had quite a few texts about coordination, too.
Yeah. Mark Mueller and the offensive play calling.
Yeah.
When Les brings up Trevor Harris and his arm, on day one, Trevor Harris was talking to reporters about bye week, and he said the first bye or second bye week, he probably threw a little bit too much. His arm was getting a little exhausted, shoulder stiffness.
Yeah.
And then he said, this bye week, I wanted to stick around and go through treatment and keep the treatment going. And I looked at the numbers, and I'm going to break it down fully, but just quick overview on his season. In pass attempts, 10 yards plus, the last three games, he's 50% or less beyond 10 yards.
Yeah.
Last three games. I think those are the only three games this season he's been below 50% in throws beyond 10 yards. So that would even go alarm bells on, is there arm fatigue on the deep passes and things like that that are happening with Trevor Harris?
I don't know if I agree with Les, because it looks like in that second half that Trevor started to at least pick up a bit of momentum. So I and listen, I know how frustrated everybody was at the end of the first half with only 3 points, and with seconds left on the clock, they managed to walk into the dressing room with, you know, at least without putting a goose egg up. But I was seeing the momentum of Trevor and the rest of the team. And again, we've talked about the slow start, so it's no sense bringing that up. But I'm not sure I would have been putting Jake in, you know, in the fourth quarter. Because it looked like Trevor was going.
As they started to get momentum, absolutely. And no coach in an 11-3 game is pulling their starting quarterback.
Well, they scored 16 points in the fourth quarter, so he was starting to roll, right?
You're not going to see that happen, especially when it's your veteran captain in Trevor Harris. More coming up here on the Green Zone. More time for Open Line. We're also asking you here on the Green Zone, Blue Jays baseball, is this a World Series team? Do you see them winning the Commissioner's Trophy this season? I don't. Locker, do you?
I want to have hope in this team, because I really like this team. And I mean, with how the American League has played out this year,
Gosman, Bieber, Savage, and Scherzer
pitching, but this team has. They have bats, they have offense, they have character, they have swagger. They're a fun team to watch.
Until the bats go cold, and then it's...
Yeah, it's happened ugly. A couple of times. Bad timing on the series before the Rays.
1-877-332-8255. Where's your confidence on the Jays?
I want to believe.
As the playoffs begin for them Saturday in the American League Divisional Series, wild card round begins tomorrow. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you. Chris texted this in. Gotta love Rider fans. Come on, guys. You're painful supporters of your team. Every team has a spell. Better now so we don't have it in the playoffs. And that's where I'm at with the Riders. Yes, if they lose to the Red Blacks, I'll be more concerned.
Red Blacks!
But there is time for the Riders. You know, they beat the Bombers or beat the Lions at the end, and ride a little bit of momentum. They're in the dance. They're already in the dance.
Where is this coming from? This is not... I expected you to be panicking.
You did. No.
Yeah, I thought...
I've been around this league way too long. I've seen 8-9-1 teams go to the Grey Cup. 8-9-1. Mid-teams go to the Grey Cup. The 9-9 Rough Riders in 1989. Who were they? Oh, they're going into Calgary? Oh, with no receivers? They don't stand a chance. Beat them. Edmonton, the 16-2 Edmonton Eskimos against the 9-9 Rough Riders? Ah! Beat them. Hamilton, are you kidding me? Mike Carrigan? McAdoo? You got Winfield and Tony Champion? Not a chance. Ha! Grey Cup, 43-40. Thank you very much. 9-9 Rough Riders. This is a 10-4 team. Nobody can count this team out.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's always time for growth.
Tom texted in, I have way more confidence in the Jays than I do the Riders. Now, that is an interesting conversation. Who do you have more confidence in to get to the big dance? The Riders or the Jays?
I need time with that.
I'm going Riders. I'm going Riders. Tom's saying Jays.
I need time. I need to sit with that one.
Locker's working his abacus to figure it out. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. We are 15 minutes away from kickoff for one of the best Monday night matchups you will see that actually start in the next 15 minutes. That is the Jets and the Dolphins.
That is not the case. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then the Bengals and the Broncos are the second game on a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Wild card round begins tomorrow in Major League Baseball. Of course, the Jays will play the winner of the Red Sox or the Yankees in the ALDS that will begin on Saturday in Toronto. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, Belton Johnson weighs in on a busy weekend of football on the Riders and the NFL next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.